In Northwest News from KPLU, the Seahawks sent shockwaves through the NFL this week with their big trade with the New Orleans Saints. The Hawks gave up center Max Unger and their first-round draft pick for tight end Jimmy Graham. It's the topic of this week's conversation with sports commentator Art Teal. Art, despite the Super Bowl loss and the controversy over the Percy Harvin trade last season, the Seahawks were certainly not shy in their moves this week.
No, they were very bold. And that's, I think, for Seahawks fans, very encouraging because they were knocked on their heels, not only by the loss, but the controversy around the failed Percy Harvin experiment was large last season. And it could have intimidated a lesser team into being a little more careful. But in this case, the Seahawks really demonstrated the boldness necessary to keep a team at an elite level, which they are, consecutive Super Bowl appearances. So I think they did well just from the standpoint of being aggressive in the marketplace. It was a trade, not a free agent signing, but it was still a blockbuster that shocked the NFL.
Well, let's talk about what Jimmy Graham brings to the team and at what cost.
Jimmy Graham is the big target that Russell Wilson has never had in his three-year tenure. He's 6'7", 260 pounds, and he's caught more passes in his 5 years than all of the Seahawk tight ends employed over that same period. And the key part of it is that Graham is so good, he lines up at wide receiver as much or even more than he lines up at tight end. And that's significant because he becomes a matchup problem for all defenses. They almost always have to double-team him because he's too big for the defensive backs and too swift for linebackers to cover him. So that's a real asset, a rare asset. That's why the Seahawks decided they would give up a very valuable player in Max Unger, the center, the heartbeat of the offensive line, a guy who was well-respected as a team leader and a very competent pro. He's had some injury problems in the last couple of years, and he had a very high salary relative to his contribution. So that's another aspect of this deal in which the Seahawks aren't going to be taking on a burdensome contract in Graham because they're getting rid of one in Max Unger. So that works out well from a standpoint of finances, and I think it works out real well in terms of the competitive edge because the Seahawks have never had someone of Graham's caliber catching passes for Wilson.
So what have the Seahawks accomplished now in this offseason?
They've done some very good things, and they have a lot to do to really get back to where they were. The good things are that in addition to getting Graham, they also have added two cornerbacks, Kerry Williams from Philadelphia, Will Blackman from Jacksonville, to fill the void left by Byron Maxwell's departure in free agency and some injuries to their secondary. And the other thing, and I think this is the thing that thrills fans most in this offseason, was last week they secured the services of running back Marshawn Lynch for the 2015 season. They're paying him $12 million for 2015, and they have a handshake agreement for 2016 and 2017. There's no guaranteed money. Nothing is obliging either party. But this year, the big deal is that Marshawn is getting a $5 million raise. He's happy about it. And he was thrilled that Paul Allen, the owner of the team, came all the way from the Philippines in his private jet to close the deal with Marshawn. And Marshawn thought that was a pretty big deal, and it was. And now Allen's back looking for sunken Japanese destroyers, and Marshawn is back trying to sink opposing teams next fall.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.